we don't understand grace and law. It took me most of a lifetime to get to where I understood it. If you find a church that starts preaching all grace, they get to be the wickedest bunch you ever seen. They go out and they do everything wrong, not realizing, you know, that they're falling back under the law. People just don't understand. We are not supposed to be under law. We are supposed to be under grace. But the only way you can stay in that grace is walk in that love walk. I mean, just like Paul told us in Galatians 5, you know, actually what he's saying there, that if you add anything to your salvation besides Jesus and Him crucified, you fall from grace. When I fell from grace, I thought he meant I lost my salvation. That's what I thought that meant for years. And then, of course, being raised in a Baptist church where they said I couldn't lose my salvation, I once saved, always saved, well, I had a real issue here. I was totally confused. And now I know we were all wrong. Now I know that as long as I walk in love, I can walk under grace. And there is no sickness and disease. It's not there. And the scripture bears that out. James chapter 2 is the clearest thing in the world. When we sin, he says we transgress the law. And so we're guilty. Now then, if it's like everybody had told me all these years when I first got to the book of James, if the law in the old covenant you could throw out the window and it's no longer there no more, then how all of a sudden if I sin, I transgress the law? If the law ain't there, how do I break it? So I found out it was still there. And when I sin, I step out of love. And when I sin, I step out of love, then I transgress the law. Now I become guilty, and now I'm guilty of everything. And the devil has legal right to torment me and come and make me sick and afflict me or my children. I'm going to share one thing with you here that was heartbreaking. They brought a 22-year-old young man up in a wheelchair to us out there. And his little hands were all drawn sideways and everything. Little legs were all twisted. And I said, how sad. I said, was this boy born like this? And he says, no. He was normal till he was 3 1/2. Then he run, he played, he was a normal boy. Talked normal, everything, till he was 3 1/2. And I said, in God's name, what happened between you and your wife at 3 1/2? He said, we went through a bitter divorce. And then that's when the problem started coming up on the child. I have taught y'all for years that when a mother and a father get into a disagreement, it brings curses upon the children. And you know, so many people don't believe that. But you know, in my 30 years of being in the healing ministry and walking with God and learning these things, if I didn't even know it from the scripture, I have proven it out by experience. I mean, how many times, how many testimonies do we have about mother and dad getting into bitterness with each other, and then all the kids are sick? You know, I mean, I've seen it over and over and over, and we even got testimonies of people that we put their stories on television that they come and sat down with me and saying that after they got back in a love walk with each other and then I prayed for the children were all healed. We've seen that over and over and over. So what do we have to do to convince the church? The church has got to walk in love. That is, if we don't want to be sick. Of course, I know that we're under grace. Since we're under grace and there's no such thing as law no more, if that's the case, then why is there so many people that are under the curse? Because curse is sickness and disease, is it not? So if we only had grace and that's all there was and there was no law, there would be no sickness in the church. None whatsoever. But boy, that's not the case, is it? We are sick and afflicted and everything. Today, my message is going to be in Proverbs chapter 3. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to Proverbs chapter 3, I thank you for giving us revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from your mighty word as we see what you said and what we're supposed to do to bring forth life and health and prosperity. Because that's what everybody's looking for. Long life, good health, and prosperity. Thank you for showing us in your word what we have to do to get it. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Amen. Now then, we are looking for good health, long life, and prosperity. That's what everybody's looking for. I mean, I remember when I was a young man in high school, we saw whenever they first came to the New World, they came to the New World looking for the fountain of youth. Well, I read that and I thought, you know, here they come to this new world looking for the fountain of youth. I wonder if they've ever found it. And I thought to myself, since they have been looking for it forever, one day I was reading in God's Word and I found it. It's in God's Word. The fountain of youth is in His Word. If you obey Him and stand on His promises, He promised to renew your youth like the eagles. But I believe that was somewhere around Psalms 103, verse 5. Oh, there's some of y'all know it even. That's some Eldon and mine's perfect verses, isn't it, Eldon? Psalms 103 is one of our favorite verses. And praise the Lord, you know, bless His holy name. You know, glory to God. It's just amazing what He has done and what He said, but you have to step into that world of faith. You have to step into that world of grace, which means you got to step into the world of love. Last night, a young lady was telling me, she said that there was a man, I think it was a relative or a father or something, I don't know what it was, but when he was 55 years old, he looked like he was 95. Isn't that something? You know, I said, well, I'm 74. She said, I know, and you're the youngest 74-year-old I ever seen. I told her, I said, you know, I will love you forever. Isn't it wonderful, the promises God put in His Word? Psalms 140, verse 6 and 7. And it says, and I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplication, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, that has covered my head in the day of battle. Now see, He's given us His Word to stand on, has He not?
Amen.
He's given us His Word. So let's go back there to Proverbs 3 and look what this says. My son, forget not my law. Okay, now this is the first indication if he says, don't ever forget my law, that he didn't throw it away. Because if he plans for you to remember, he wouldn't put that in the scripture like that. Forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Let your heart keep my commandments. In other words, under the new covenant, God really made it difficult. Under the old one, He gave us dozens and dozens of things to do. Under the new covenant, He gave us one. What is that one?
Love.
Walk in love. Isn't that hard? Yes, well, sometimes. You know, when people are lovely and easy to love, it ain't hard, is it? But when they're difficult, it ain't so easy. But can we do it?
Yes.
Of course we can. You know, we can do it. You know, we can do it. He says, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Because look at this. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Is that worth reading and studying and learning the Word of God? I mean, that's what everybody's looking for. Everybody's looking for length of days. In fact, I've just got to tell you, there is a lady and her family that comes to this church pretty often. They haven't come lately, but they have been here many, many times. And I have prayed for their younger son many times. But I just got word a while ago that the younger son had a seizure this morning and passed away. He died. Her and her husband had 8 children. She's a very educated woman. Her children are all very brilliant, all 7 of them. But the last one had a problem. And he had seizures and all kinds of things. I have no idea how many times I've prayed for that boy's problems in his headache. I mean, I prayed for him, and nearly every time, the minute I pray for him, the pain goes away and he's okay for a week or two, and then he'll have another one. But I prayed for that boy, no telling how many times. But she told me, I finally found out why my last son had a problem. Why I had 7 normal, above normal children, but my last one was not normal. She said, my husband committed adultery on me while I was carrying this 8th one. Now I know why he's not normal. The child was under a curse because of the father's disobedience to the Word of God. And it cost the little boy his life. He's not old. You know, isn't it sad? You know, he was just a wonderful little boy. You know, he loved God with all his heart, so I can tell you for sure he ain't sick no more. He had a seizure and stopped breathing this morning. They rushed him to the hospital, but by the time they got there, he was already gone. Did not recover. So he's with the Lord. He's not normal now. He's supernatural now.
Hallelujah.
Ain't none of us going to be normal when we get home to be with Jesus. I mean, I don't care what's wrong with us now. We ain't going to have that problem when we get to heaven, you know. That's going to be awesome. You know, God's given us some awesome things that we can do here on this earth. I think about how many children have I seen that had some kind of a problem. I mean, from cerebral palsy to seizures to whatever. And when I go back and check out the mother and father's life, every one of them, one or the other of those parents had, and sometimes both of them, had a problem while that child usually was in the womb, or could have been after, like that little boy I told you about a while ago. He was perfectly normal till he was 3 and a half. And then mother and daddy go through a bitter divorce. And then that little guy, 22 years have come and gone since he was born. He's now 22 years old. And man, he's in a wheelchair with his hands all twisted around and legs all twisted. And I think how sad that is, that mother and daddy had to go through a bitter divorce. You know, we don't have to go through those things. Y'all know that? You know, that's a choice we make. We could choose to walk in love. All you got to do is believe God and say, I choose to walk in love with my mate, even when she's not lovable, or even when he's not lovable. I'm still going to love him because God commanded me to love my husband or my wife. I'm going to do what the King told me to do. But people, they just won't do it. There's two kinds of people. There's those that's in the Word that are led by the Spirit. Those are under grace, and they will walk in love. But there's those that will not obey the Word. They will not do what it says. They have fallen from grace, and they fell back under the law because they choose not to walk in love. They choose not to be led by the Spirit of God. They choose to let the dictates of the world drive them instead of the principles of the kingdom of God. And you know, every one of us make that choice every day. Today, me and my house, we're going to walk with God. Is that what you're going to do? That's a decision you need to make. When you let the beast, the flesh, be raised from the dead and become in charge of your body, you're no longer led by the Spirit. You have just fell from grace and you're now under the law.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Good Health, Long Life, and Prosperity, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.